Tom Kloza is the editor of Chief Oil Analyst, a major source of petroleum pricing and news. He says while most of the country saw gas prices rise by 20 cents a gallon since last week, much of the Great Lakes region could see a 30-cent increase.
You had issues with the ExxonMobil refinery in Joliet, and that's been kind of finicky for most of the spring. Then you had some issues with a refinery in Lima, Ohio, which is actually going to be shut down for 10 to 14 days. And then there are also some mention about some possible problems with the big, huge BP refinery in Whiting, Indiana.
Kloza says northern Wisconsin won't see quite the jump in gas prices southern Wisconsin could because it's not supplied by those three refineries. There are about 150 oil refineries in the country. Kloza says having diminished capacity at three of them is a fluke and doesn't indicate a long-term problem.
We've had a spring of sort of cluster difficulties in the upper Midwest, but if you were asking me about a month from now, I think you'll be well supplied. You'll probably see prices on the low side of the country, and you'll be the beneficiary probably when hurricane fears drive prices higher.
Kloza says over the next 15 years, the upper Great Lakes region could have the lowest gas prices in the country, partly because it'll start using Canadian crude instead of oil from the Gulf Coast. Teresa Shipley, Wisconsin Public Radio.